There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We have our friend. I would like to call him a friend. I've met him a few times in real life, but that's probably not enough times to call him a friend. He's just super cool.
Yes, it is.
Okay, cool. I'll take that, Lionel. Lionel's here with us.
You know, there's an old expression years ago when I was complaining about practicing law. I said, this stinks. I just started. And somebody came up to me and said, yeah, but you know, you haven't been doing it that long. And an old trial lawyer walked up and says, yeah, but you don't have to eat the whole egg to know it's rotten. So, by converse, I guess you don't have to eat all of the chocolate to know you like it. So if you meet one time and you're friends, you're friends.
Well, you must be enjoying yourself because you asked you could stay on longer. And of course, I'm more than happy to oblige.
Well, to be quite honest, one never knows how this goes. So before you commit a priori, kind of check it out.
Absolutely.
And it's better to add, hey, do you mind if I, versus, when did we say we were going to, I don't want to fail. Kind of thing, and just to get that one.
Biomedia.com, your website. Let's let our listeners know who are just now tuning in who you are. You're a legal and news analyst. You do podcasts at LionelMedia.com. You've got a YouTube channel at Lionel Nation and Twitter at Lionel Media.
But,
so thank you.
What I'm doing right now, this is very, just to let you know, I call myself a Renaissance lawyer. I'm a practicing lawyer. I was a prosecutor in Florida years ago, where we are mashing it, heavy casualty, you know, serious prosecution stuff. Nothing pretty. It was like MASH unit, as I said. And then did radio and talk radio. I also did a lot of TV. It was like Morning Joe, and there's a great, I don't know if you get this network, Arise. It's out of Africa and South Africa and UK, and I do RT, which I love, with Abby Martin. And
she's going cool. I've been on her show once.
I heard everybody on RT hates America.
Not at all. No. You know, see, that's one of the things. I'm so glad you brought that up. When somebody says, you love America, I love the people, I love the stuff. Like, I love Wyoming. I like Chile. I like our music. I think our music is probably the greatest thing that we've ever given to the world. Everything else is like, okay, you got mountains and all this stuff. Do I like the government? No. No.
That's why I love you, Lionel.
So that's not America. So when they say, do you support our troops? I say, well, of course. Of course. What are you talking about? Yes, I do. Well, let me tell you what happened. And I mentioned this 9/11 thing because this is the thing.
Wait a minute. Do we finish the story of the news?
Yeah, we did. The hell
thing?
With it.
Okay.
Let me tell you. Let me go back to this. The case you just tuned in. There was a case of this poor board op. He wasn't even an engineer because they're not union. He pushes this thing and he starts cursing on the air. As the newsman is giving the news, he is depressing his mic, and because of the configuration of the station, when you push the mic, the speakers go off. So he's yelling, FGDS! He's throwing words I've never heard of before. So he's doing this stuff. And so the general manager walks in at the time, and he says, now listen, whatever you do, don't bring this up. I said, Dave, the guy's been yelling. The phones are going.
Because you were the host in the studio at the time.
I said, what do you mean, don't bring it up? Do I? He goes, well, use your discretion. I said, okay.
Well, that's not a good thing to tell Lionel.
So I said, well, folks, you're probably wondering what that was all about. And, well, our friend here has Tourette syndrome. Now, but let me tell you what happened. And I thought, okay. You know, that was ha ha ha. Until somebody whose kid had Tourette syndrome wrote this very, serious letter, and I didn't know anything about it, and I didn't understand that the coprolalia, as it's called, the bad words, is really a very infrequent symptom. It's tics and OCDs and a lot of other things. And you know what? I swear to you, I said, clearing your throat. People who twitch their eyes, you might see people who blink incessant. That's a form of it. And I learned something right there. I do not make fun of that anymore. I just don't. Well, I really brought the show down, didn't I? But the point is, I learn and you grow. And at the time, I said, you know, that's not funny. That's not, you know, you might not.
But involuntarily cussing is funny, Lionel. I mean, I understand that it may be painful for some people, but at some point, every joke is painful for somebody.
That's true.
You're a sick man. Well, I love you for that.
I'm not going to apologize for it.
But you got to wonder, you know, it's got to be tough when you are in, let's say, a very puritanical time when folks are. They've never heard of this. I mean, imagine if you're Georges Guy de la Tourette, you know, who came up with this in the 19th century. Notice how I have that handy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
The internet, yes. And so it's got to be horrible. And plus, people are thinking, you know, you're possessed by witches. Anyway, so that was one of those moments of radio that was just absolutely wonderful. And that's when radio was fun. Because we had people like Randy Michaels who ran it, and it was bawdy and fun. Never, you know, scabrous or offensive, but it was on the edge, and it was different. And it was before the left-right paradigm came in, and the Rush wannabes completely contaminated and destroyed talk radio into this liberal conservative, mostly conservative nonsense. And it basically destroyed this wonderful medium that was local. It was fun. It was you know, very convivial, and where each show and host was idiosyncratic and unique and sui generis and nonpareil, and they weren't cookie cutter, and it was, that's gone. Enter what you do. And I'm not being gratuitous when I say this. This is the future, because that's the way it used to be. You had freaky people, and it was local, and you could hear about water mains had broken, problems, and now it's all homogenized, and the liberals and all this dreck, and I have not heard, so help me God, I should go blind if I'm lying, I have not heard a conventional radio show like Rush or others in over 20 years. Seriously.
He actually listens to these shows, and it kind of leads me to something we were talking briefly about, or we were talking about it last hour. Mark, you listen to some of these other talk shows during the daylight hours in order to kind of headhunt their advertisers, as kind of the reason you do it, because you're the, you know, head of sales for Free Talk Live. But in that process, you obviously have to hear what they're talking about. What have they been saying about Charlie Hebdo? I mean, you told me off the air that they're positing themselves as free speech, but they're using it as an excuse to attack people who believe in Islam.
Well, I mean, I think that's right. I mean, fortunately, I'm delighted that they're coming to the defense of free speech. I think free speech is great. However, what you need to consider is like you can support free speech without supporting the people, what the people are saying, and you shouldn't.
Right. Precisely.
Yeah, and also you shouldn't only support free speech when people are saying something you like.
Precisely.
And it looks so much like what they're doing is an opportunity to go Muslim hunting. I was hearing one of them purporting the same old saw that the most of the terrorists in the world are Muslim, and you know, if you look at the
they're government agents, most of the terrorists.
Well, they're separatists generally, people with political views. You know, a belief is just a belief, in my opinion.
Well, the definition of terrorism fits what government is perfectly.
Well, you're being too idiosyncratic and too definitional. And by the way, most of the mafia is Italian. So what? What does that do? It doesn't mean anything. Look, let's look at the numbers, shall we? 1.6 billion Muslims on the planet. If 10% were these homicidal, raging, murderous jihadists, which is a bad use of the term, but if 10%, that's 160 million running wild. You would see forest fires, trains derailed. You would see every tourist park and event from Six Flags to Mall of America. You would see pipe bombs, people imploding. You would see, because this is obviously what they're all about, and yet we have one of these every what?
10 years? 5 years?
Yeah.
Right.
So do the math, as it were. And also, Remember the wonderful BBC documentary, The Power of Nightmares. Give the country somebody scary with a funny accent and a funny name and a funny hat and a veil and a religion nobody understands, and you can move the world. As
sure. Yeah, back in the 1980s, it was the war on drugs that had everybody scared, and now it's the war on terrorism. There has to be some sort of boogeyman out there to distract people from what's actually going on, which is, of course, where they're being ruled by people calling themselves the government. But stand by, Lionel. We'll come back with more.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who
understand it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll free number is 855-453. Lionel is with us now until further notice, and he's basically co-hosting. Basically a co-host at this point, Lionel.
until further notice. That's enough of this.
He's here with us via Skype, by the way. So if you've been trying to call on Skype, you are SOL tonight. You need to call the regular toll-free lines to get on the air with us. 855-450-FREE.
1-7-9-3-2-1-5-7-9-2-2.
And LionelMedia.com is his website. Our website is freetalklive.com. You can go there, get interactive. You can actually submit content right there to the front page of the site. It's a Reddit-based front page, so you connect your Free Talk Live account with your Reddit account. It's all free. It takes just a moment. And then it's easy to get interactive at freetalklive.com. And if you care about your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data, so your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing once you start using ProXPN software, which you can download for free right now at their website, proxpn.com/FTL. You go there and you grab their software for Windows or Macintosh, iOS devices, as well as Android devices, plus Linux users. You can even get ProXPN working. It's just a bit of a different setup process. Still pretty simple, though. proxpn.com/FTL. Use code FTL50 to save 50% off the price of the annual account. And by the way, that 50% off locks in for the lifetime of your account. So the next year when you want to renew for another year, you still get that great discount. So you, with the premium account, get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, you can get past regionally blocked websites, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN, by the way, does not keep records of your online habits at all. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, use promo code FTL50, and get a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. We're with Lionel. His YouTube channel is called Lionel Nation. His Twitter is at Lionel Media. So you get the Twitter thing. You seem to be into the Twitter thing, Lionel. And,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
We're just not on. I mean, we've got a Twitter on Free Talk Live, but honestly, we just don't really get it.
Well, it's funny that you do this. Have you ever met somebody in your life who goes nuts on booze or gambling or porn?
Of course.
Or okay, sometimes because of our unique neuronal, I guess, circuitry, we certain things potentiate our behavior. I know Facebookers. You know, Facebook is for narcissists, but Twitter's for exhibitionists. And there's different ways of things that, and it's weird because certain people just they lend themselves to it. But more importantly, going back to what I was saying, I don't even know where I was going, but
9/11, something about it changed your life.
There you go. That's terrific. You know, prior to that, I had no idea. I mean, I thought I knew a lot of stuff. I believe in this very Manichaean apodictic left and right, Democrats, Republicans, good, evil, up, down. No, that was it. And maybe a shade or to like a libertarian. And that was about as complex as I got. And I'm telling you the truth. Well, what happened was I saw that event in that day. And I'm not going to try to tell you that my event was worse than others or what I saw was horrible because everybody who was here suffered in their own way. Many worse than others who actually lost loved ones. But what happened was, remember one night I was watching, I think it was OR at the time. And we were talking about the five events that happened. Building 1, Building 2, Building 7, which I didn't know about at the time because I thought it was Building 1. And I'm here. I had no idea. Building 7, what the hell's that? Anyway, and most people don't know. Shanksville, Flight 93, of course, and then the Pentagon. There were really five events and then other issues as well. So I remember at the time looking, and somebody said Flight 93, and I said, okay, and I'm doing this thing. And I happened to turn kind of the way you are, and I looked at my monitor, and I'm bringing up Flight 93, and I'm looking, and I never noticed this picture before. And here I was talking about this for weeks at a time, without any question, because I didn't question anything. I don't question news. I don't question, especially something like this. What do you question? World War II? Are you even questioning? Well, it's what happened. And I looked, and I saw. If you look right now, Shanksville, Flight 93, I saw this kind of a dimpled, kind of a pockmarked little scarred divot, big kind of an indented portion of it, some steam or smoke or something, a couple of fire trucks, and I asked on the air, the question I asked, where's the plane? And I wasn't being cute. I thought maybe I had the wrong picture. I thought maybe there was, I never really looked at this. I've been talking about it. I was reading about it, but I never looked at it. The phone calls came in. What are you talking about? What are you getting at? because I'm not going to get anything. What are you talking about? And I realized from that moment on that something very interesting is happening here. It was a multiplicity of ideas. Number one, the media are lazy. Number two, the mainstream media in particular are repeaters, not reporters. Mm. They are apparatchiks for the government. They
rip and read, man. A press release comes out from the state and they just read it verbatim. And if anybody questions the state, and by the way, you know, we've encountered these situations where, you know, talk show hosts, they're discouraged from being actually independent in any way of the state because they want to get their interview with President so and so or Governor whoever. And, you know, so they won't ask any tough questions because they want the, you know, these politicians to come back and grace them with their presence again. It's despicable.
Well, and I have been ever since then as a student of that event, and I will tell you unequivocally that I have never in any way seen any information or data or suggestion that our direct government, anybody I can mention by name, any other government, was involved in anything. There's no I don't know any evidence of inside jobs. Another thing I realize that people don't understand that just because something doesn't make sense does not mean it is evidence of something nefarious, mm-hmm. because there's a causal interruption in the evidence. For example, people will say, well, why do you believe in evolution? There's missing fossil records. The absence of the record does not mean absence of evidence. So I went through all that. Make a long story short, I realized at that moment, goodbye mainstream media, goodbye, and I looked and all of a sudden I realized not only were the people like Alex, and I'm not necessarily an acolyte of everything he says, but he did teach me one thing. Give me a citation to your opinion. When you say something happened, if you said that Tunisia was involved in a blah, 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 if you say that the Nubian sandstone aquifer was a reason for the Nile, if you talk about Gaddafi, give me a citation, give me an article, give me something. Don't just opine. That is something that you'll never hear on conventional radio and news. And I also realize that the left-right paradigm, the left-right two sides of the same coin argument, I had nothing to do with that. 9/11, from that moment, maybe it was a confluence of events. I backed off from everything that I was before and became this new version, and I do not fit into any party, any ideology, any label. I can fit in now with everybody. I could go. See, I'm a vegan by choice.
Really?
I can go to any restaurant and I can eat anywhere. I go to any buffet and I can pick out something I can eat. That's why I can go on any show, Fox, MSNBC, and I will pick out something that I agree with, that they will agree with, and they'll think, ah, you're a conservative, you're a liberal. No. Out of my mosaic of ideas, you and I agree on this one issue.
Stand by. Lionel's with us here from LionelMedia.com. We're going to bring him back in. Your calls are welcome. The toll-free number, in fact, I've got some folks on the line who will go to you with Lionel here in moments. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live's live Saturday edition. More coming up.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your healthcare power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. Also, normally you can call us on Skype, but tonight you can't because we've got special guest co-host Lionel from LionelMedia.com. He's with us here tonight. He started as a guest. We've now promoted him to co-host of the show. Welcome back to the world of talk radio, Lionel. It has I've missed you being on talk radio, but it's been great. Your YouTube channel's awesome, and you put content out. I don't know if it's daily, but it seems like daily. How often are you publishing over on Lionel Nation on YouTube?
7 times an hour. I kid, of course. And I am doing podcasting at Lionel Media. That will be done daily.
Oh, excellent.
Let me tell you something. There is something very interesting. When you do an hour straight, 37 minutes, 40 minutes straight, mm-hmm. no, or as some people say in Pennsylvania, straight. But when you do that, and there's no commercials, no break, no bumper, no stop sets, no nothing. That's great. It's cathartic. Try it sometime. I tell people who say, talk radio is kind of interesting. Good, try that. Talk by yourself. Don't sound like a rambling idiot. Go ahead.
It's a special talent. Monologuing, we on Free Talk Live, I think, I don't know the reason why we have two hosts, but we have two hosts, and it's
because I don't want to listen to myself talk is the reason why I brought co-hosts on Free Talk Live back when we started the show. I don't find myself that interesting. I like the interaction.
I can understand why.
Yeah.
I kid.
No, me too.
I kid, of course. Well, there's a very interesting dynamic. You know, sometimes you have to look at, it depends. You can just have somebody just to look at and have somebody say, yeah. You know, just, it doesn't matter. But, going back to the my love of this, this never occurred. This theme, this idea of that's right, paradigm things like let me just go through a list of some of the stuff that just fascinates me.
Hold on to that list. Let's get to Pierre. Right. He's been waiting patiently.
Oh, Pierre,
well, listening in Madison, Wisconsin, to WXXM, the Mike 92.1. Hey, Pierre.
Bonsoir, gents. Well, I actually lived in Paris, but I don't want to. I feel so. Lionel, everything you said is right on the mark, and I really can. It's just refreshing. I'm sitting here Saturday night. Nothing to do. I page around the radio, playing my guitar a little, look out the window at all the crazies, and then you come on. It's like, God, this is awesome tonight. They got Lionel. And it's like you're just telling the truth, whether people agree with you or not. It's so rare. I live as an artist and a musician, and, you know, I just sit here and go, what are people talking about, you know? And I lived in Paris, and I lived three blocks from where they had the little Charlie thing, and you know, I live as an artist right now, a painter, and I got nothing to do with that. I mean, I'm not going to work. If I went out and sang songs totally open in Madison, I'd be arrested. If I painted a picture of what that guy did with Jesus, I'd be shot probably.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point. Yeah. You know, I mentioned this before. I mentioned my own little moment.
Irritating people and riling them up so we have conflict. That's not art.
Well, you're really riling me up right now with that idea. I kid, of course. There's nothing. What I love to do is throw in the completely left field incongruous response. I do it, and I love to do it, and all of a sudden somebody will say something innocuous, and you say, look, I don't know who you are thinking that you can talk to me like that. What? I'm kidding, of course. But, for example, I mentioned before, I said I don't make jokes about people's, for like Tourette's and that sort of thing. And I mean, I can. There's no law against it, but I don't particularly like to do that. So I don't want to go out and make fun of people's religions. Look, I'm irreligious. I don't speak God. I'm a retired Catholic, and I loved my priests and my nuns, and they were great. Never was hit, diddled, touched, abused, nothing. Never saw it happen. I have nothing but reverence and respect for these people. I've got great friends of mine who are very devout. I don't speak French. I'm not saying the French language doesn't exist. I'm not saying there's anything. I just don't understand it. So that being said, but because I know it's very, very important to people, I'm going to go out on my way and say, you know, the basis of God is absolutely probably a part of the God brain, and it's really on the eighth day man created God, and it's specious, and it's mythical, and it's crypto, it's insane. No, I don't do that. I didn't go up to friends of mine and say, hey, listen, this woman that you're in love with, you're out of your mind, she's a lunatic, your love is baseless. No, I don't do that. So consequently, why does Charlie Hebdo, if you have a point against Islam, which is okay, or against Islam Sharia law, that's okay, and you can do this, why are you going about it this way? And they do it on purpose. So here is the problem. People like Clarence Page and my friend Bill Donahue from the Catholic League and others are saying, look, I don't subscribe to an Islamophilic world either, but I understand why they were upset.
Sure.
That doesn't mean I countenance or agree with it, but it doesn't, you know, so this nonsense. But what they're trying to do is they're always trying, remember, the people who run the world, the ruling class, whoever these people are, always want there to be turmoil, and they will give us a series of interesting boogeymen and amorphous bad guys. And it goes something like this. It started off with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, the word base, was something that we came up with. This was a base from the Mujahideen days of Afghanistan. It was a base of all of the various tribes and contingents because they don't pledge fealty to an organization with a membership card with a name. That's Western. They don't have a name. Believe it or not, the mafia never had a name. And they don't call each other the mafia. People don't have names for what they do. So anyway, it was Al-Qaeda. That was our name. Then AQI, Al-Qaeda in Iraq. Then ISIS, Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. Then ISIL, Iraq, Syria, and the Levant. Most people don't know what that is. They might think it's Oscar Levant, and four people listening to the show knows who Oscar Levant is. Right. Then it was Daesh, which was a French pejorative. Then Al-Nusra Front, and then Khorasan. Now, I just gave you 12. They're all the same.
Yeah.
They're the same. It doesn't matter. So what happens is, You got these people. I'll tell you what, we gotta go over there and bomb those damn guys, cutting people's heads off, and I don't give a damn. They're not gonna go there and bomb them. Now, we also had something which was fantastic. We had John Kerry, who, by the way, and I will make fun of his face. You have to ask yourself, why have you paralyzed your face? Why, who is it that said, you know, this emotion thing, this ability to emote and react and you know, basically be human, we don't think it's a good thing.
People all over America with paralyzed faces and the women with Botox treatments are all weeping right now.
I want to thank Pierre for the call tonight. Thank you, Pierre. Let's bring Dave on in California, listening to KGOE. Dave, you're on with Lionel.
Lionel, and it's so good to hear you again, dear friend. But we're just hearing, it's breaking news. I don't know if you've got it, CBS reporting that President Obama is calling upon Congress to significantly increase capital gains taxes, and he is targeting the rich to kick in their fair share.
Why would you consider that breaking news? I mean, that doesn't really seem like, and thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I mean, that doesn't really seem like it would fit into the category of breaking news. That just sounds more like politics as usual to me. Anyway, there you go, Lionel.
If you think that this Wall Street darling, that this is legit, if you think he has any serious intent to do that, I mean, remember, he's got 2016. He's the head of the Democratic Party. He has to do this, throw a bone out here and there. It's nonsense. Nonsense.
Al's with us listening in Bangor, Maine. Al, you're on Free Talk Live with Lionel.
Lionel, I must be brief before these advocates of free speech cut me off. Once you question the hidden powers which control our government and our media, your career is finished. And they seek to rule the world with false concepts of false equality, false humanitarianism, and false ideas of freedom. But they do it to enslave the world through finance capital.
All right, now stand by. I don't know where you're going with that, but we'll give you a chance to explicate here in moments. Lionel is with us, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Don't forget to check out Lionel's website, lionelmedia.com. There's more on the way here. Our website, freetalklive.com, and we'll take your calls about anything coming up.
For 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators for the best deals on the best selection of floors. Well, this week, get even more deals in our January flooring sale. Want beautiful hardwood? Get pre-finished solid hardwood from $189. How about gorgeous bamboo that's twice as hard as oak? We've got strand bamboo for $219. Looking for top quality laminates? This week, get almost half off our thickest and best laminates, plus other great flooring deals and 18-month special financing. Don't wait. The January flooring sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can get on the air here with us, Ian and Mark, in the studio in Keene, New Hampshire, and joining us from New York City. We've never had a remote co-host before, Lionel. Normally I have a very hard and fast rule that you must be in the studio, so we're bending all the rules for you here tonight. I hope you appreciate
it. Has it been worth it? I mean, seriously.
Yes, you're great. You're great. It's great to have you. Lionel, of course, long-time talk show host, now host of his own YouTube channel, Lionel Media, Lionel Nation on YouTube. LionelMedia.com is the website where you can subscribe to his newly available and freely free to subscribe to podcasts. And then, folks who really want to support you, Lionel, they can sign up and get archives and stuff, right?
Indeed. Or just send cash.
That works too. For now. What about Bitcoin? Are you taking Bitcoin yet, Lionel?
I am not, but I will. Cryptocurrency is in the future. Anything that can disrupt the Federal Reserve, I am for it 100%. By the way, may I just comment quickly on that last call?
He's still there, actually. If you,
bless his heart.
I don't think he got his question out. Let me give you a little bit.
I don't think there was a question.
No, let me give you a little bit about Al here, because you know, it's your first night co-hosting Free Talk Live, Lionel. Al has become a chronic caller since we started on his station there in Bangor, WNZS, and he's a unique character in that he actually supports the Prohibitionist Party, which I think has all of 7 members these days in the United States. And
I think the Prohibitionist Party should be banned.
That's kind of amusing.
Al, you're back on with Lionel. What were you saying, Al? Go ahead.
Well, the truth, gentlemen, is not determined by a show of hands. And if you had been alive at the time of Socrates, you would have denounced him as a chronic caller to the Athenian government. Now, the difficulty here is that if anyone questions anything beyond the obvious, that left-right paradigm, as Lionel said, he's denounced as a conspiracy theorist. And the reason for that is that conspiracy is so vast and so powerful and so close to achieving its ultimate goals that they are able to silence anyone who questions their power. And they do it in order to bring about a global...
We are losing your connection.
That mode, if you don't like, I like it. I think it adds to the limpidity of the call by randomly taking out portions of what he says.
Maybe it was the NSA.
But by the way, you can make, let me just explain. Al, if that's his real name, that is, you know, chronic calls, that's how I got started in radio. So I love anybody who calls on a regular basis.
You used to be a caller to 970 right. WFLA.
And these people are the lifeblood of the organization, that being said. But one of the things which is really important to note is that there is another side to this. Washington, the world, the government that we see, is almost like a Potemkin village. It's a backdrop. It's Hollywood. It's the set. Mr. Smith goes to Washington. Behind that is a different story. Now, when you talk to somebody for the first time about this, they will look at you and you can see automatically like, you're a nut. You're insane. And then you say, well, let me try it this way. What if I said to you, professional football, you realize, is about making money for the owners, right? Say, well, of course. It's not about the teams. It's not about who wins. It's not about the pride of the game. It's a business. And they have no problem with that. They can see through everything, whether it's Hollywood, NFL, professional sports, soap operas, the music business. It doesn't matter. They have no student government, dating, marriage. They understand it. When you talk to them about government as being something that is that hiding in the recesses, you know, of the dark alleys, they cannot comprehend for reasons I'll never understand. Because if you think, honestly, that Barack Obama has a chance to do anything revolutionary or that is not part of a 25-year script in increments, if you think that he is different than George Bush, if you think that the next president is going to change, that's it, we're done with this, I'm going to fire the head of the Federal Reserve, we're going to nationalize the Fed, if you ever see it, it's never going to happen. And I'm sure you perhaps had this opportunity when you were in school and you thought of running for the student council. Yeah, you could do some, you could put Dr. Pepper in the vending machine, you know, be crazy, pizza on Thursday. But when it really comes to making differences, no, of course not. This is a control illusion. If you ever see a little kid in a car, has a car seat, and you put the kid in the car seat and there's a steering wheel and you let him feel like he's driving and he turns the wheel and he laughs and he kind of feels like, you know, gee, I'm turning the wheel and the car turns. Yes. You think you are. That's our government. Yeah, some things are done. Gay marriage here and there. Maybe something's legalized in Colorado. Yeah, that's terrific. Yeah, there's certain things. But the big ticket items have absolutely nothing to do with representative government. Period.
There. Tyler's with us listening in Des Moines. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live with Lionel and Ian and Mark.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you guys. I'm a huge fan. I'm a little more starstruck than I thought I would be, honestly. You guys have been on my radio station for a few months now here in Des Moines, and I just absolutely love it. The thing that I wanted to talk about that I never really hear anyone else mention about this whole, you know, with Bush it was a war, and now it's a conflict, and now it's whatever we're told it is every other week, with ISIS and ISIL and all that stuff, is that for them it boils down to religious motivation, and for us it's not. And so ultimately, who's going to be more hard-pressed to win, to get their point across, and ultimately come out on top? Why doesn't anyone ever in the mainstream media talk about that fact?
Well, I got to say, what does it mean to win anyway?
Well, I don't think the winners are the people that are selling the weapons.
I don't mean win in the sense that, you know, there needs to be a victor. I mean, who's going to be more hard pressed to defend the reason that they're fighting for?
Well, but it's also religion. I don't want to let Lionel jump in here in a moment, but it's also a religious mindset from the side of the U.S., the people who are on the side of the U.S. state, the federal government. I mean, the belief in the state is very religious in a lot of ways.
I don't disagree with that, but I think that Muslims in general are a little more loyal to their beliefs than we are to our religious-like belief in our own political system.
Lionel, what do you think?
See, we don't know that. There's 1.6 billion. What the hell do you, I mean, we don't think about this. Most Muslims aren't even in the Middle East. They're in Asia. The whole business about Arabs and Arabic. Arabic is a language. We don't know anything about Muslim people. Never. Look, a while back, you know, our enemies were so clear. They had uniforms. They had languages. You know, right. They were simple. That all changed. Vietnam, Korea, this and that. Look, let me tell you something that's very interesting. This is the most important thing, you know. This is a country that is based on imperialism. And by the way, it's not the country. Don't say the United States, because this has nothing to do with us. It's banks, Wall Street, central banks, the elites, whatever you want to call it, the people who run the show, who make the money, not us. Nobody has ever threatened us. No American, bless her heart, is ever serving in any theater of war to keep to keep the freedom of speech alive in Cleveland. That doesn't exist.
No.
It's a myth. And what they're doing is they are three stages of imperialism happen. This is the most important.
Well, before you go on, Smedley Butler backs you up, right?
Like, oh,
this
yes.
is the guy who
War
wrote
is
War is a Racket, 100 years ago almost or something.
Major
like that?
General, two-time Medal of Honor winner. He would have got a third, too, if it hadn't been illegal for officers at the time.
But look at the guy. But here's a fellow, too. And by the way, look who enlisted him, even though they denied it. You know, Morgan and Prescott Bush and the whole bit. But anyway, aside from that, but here's what's really interesting. Three levels of imperialism. The first was gold. And the first was obviously Great Britain. They were the guys who came in, you know, on the horseback with the ostrich plume. And they basically went to wherever the gold was and they took over. And they didn't even say, this is a war. You guys are evil. They said, no, we're here. We're Britain. We're taking your oil. We're taking this. This is called imperialism. Colonial. This is ours. Next came oil. And what happened was the military became the inadvertent defenders of oil companies. And then, of course, that was the Middle East for the most part. So they realized, and people realized, that you're not going to go to the American public and say, hey, listen, Brent crude is dropping down by half a point. And we basically have, you know, the Western alliances and allegiances, you know, the Queen of Denmark has not. No. What they do is they come up and they create these Salafists or Wahhabists, and that works perfect. 9/11, perfect. Now, the next.
Right. Not many American parents are going to feel good about sending their son off to die for oil companies.
But here's the thing to remember very quickly. The third stage of this is going to be rare earth metals. Remember, Afghanistan is the Saudi Arabia of lithium. Lithium is all those computers, all the batteries, everything you need, that and rare earth metals, that's it, plus water. Hydro-imperialism. Libya had, at the time, the largest underwater aquifer, the Nubian sandstone aquifer. And what happened was, our buddy Mo Gaddafi said, I'm going to convert this. No way, it's ours. War will be the new currency. Water will be the new currency of war, the new casus belli, and that is what you should watch for.
Tyler, thank you for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Lionel, you're sticking with us, I believe, so stand by. We'll bring more Lionel with you here in moments. The toll-free number, if you'd like to get on the lines, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And there's 60% off, plus personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also just 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Gabino lives in Palcapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.